Hello and welcome to the first of three exciting NABBW teleseminars we are hosting this month. In a moment, I will introduce our guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner, on how boomers can find their own true love. But first, let me introduce myself and set the stage. For those of you who do not know me, I am Ann Holmes, the Boomer-in-Chief of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women, which is found online at www.nabbw.com, and we have a forum at www.boomerwomenspeak.com. Our websites are the number one sites found via the major search engines when you search on the keywords Baby Boomer Women. If you're not a member of the NABBW, you are welcome to join us. You'll find a handy link on the front page of the NABBW website, which you can use to join. And just as an aside, I will say that hopefully later this week we'll be introducing our brand new NABBW website. I'm told by the technical people that they hope to have all the last-minute bells and whistles put onto it so that we can make it live this week, and I'm really excited about that. So hopefully they're not going to find any glitches that will make their word not come true. Now, getting back to tonight's call, this is an example of one of the many benefits we provide our members. We have recordings of approximately 70 past teleseminars, which are yours with membership in NABBW. You won't see them on the site unless you're a member, however, as we keep them in the members-only area. As I said, this is the first of three teleseminars that we're hosting this month, so just a quick word on the other two. Later this week, we will be talking with grief coach Ann Leach of the website LifePreserversGriefSupport.com on her topic of 5 steps to holiday grief survival. Ann has just published a book, Come Out of Your Shell, Questions to Start a Death Discussion When All You'd Rather Do is Clam Up. She says she decided last year that the book needed to be written when a client mentioned that although Grandpa had died in the past year, no one was talking about him at the Thanksgiving table, and she found that odd. She says that her book offers questions to elicit information about the loved one and keep their memory alive. This call will be at the same time as this evening's call, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, of course. Then next Tuesday, November 16th, we will be talking with Julie Hall, who calls herself the Estate Lady, and she'll be discussing her top 10 list for dealing with your parents' personal stuff. Julie is an estate expert who specializes in the dissolution and distribution of personal property. She spends her time helping families deal with their loved ones, as she calls it, lifetime accumulation of stuff. Julie is the author of 2 books on this topic, The Boomer Burden, Dealing with Your Parents' Lifetime Accumulation of Stuff, and The Companion Workbook, A Boomer's Guide to Cleaning Out Your Parents' Estate in 30 Days or Less, which really ought to be discussed, I think, this whole discussion of what would your parents like to have happen is something that we really ought to bring up, and why not do it at the Thanksgiving table, because that's a time when everyone's hopefully all together. This call will be an hour earlier. We'll be holding this call at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which works out going down the line to the 4 p.m. Pacific as well. I do hope that you think these calls, all of which are free teleseminars, are on exciting and interesting topics, and that you will sign up for them as well. Now, let me say a little bit about the format of the call today. Please get yourself comfortable and make sure that in addition to having something to drink, you have paper and pencil to take notes, because the topics that Dr. Diana is going to share with us today are things that I know you're going to want to remember, and keeping it, having a chance to write them down is the best way to do that. For the next 30 minutes or so, the phone lines will be muted, and Dr. Diana and I will be talking. After that, I will open the lines for questions from the audience. If you have a question before the lines are open, please use the box on your computer screen to type in your questions. And I have noticed that we've already received about a half a dozen questions this evening, so do use the box to ask a question if something comes up as she's speaking, since you wouldn't have a chance to interrupt us and ask your question right at that time. I'll see the questions as they come in, and then I'll relay them to Dr. Diana. In a moment, I will give you some background on Dr. Diana, and then she and I will spend, as I said, about 30 minutes discussing what I think is a fun topic, how single boomers can find your own true love, and why she says you can actually do this in 90 days if you follow her plan. So let's get started. I am delighted to introduce our guest, Dr. Diana Kirshner. Dr. Diana is a love expert, media psychologist, and best-selling author, and she has helped thousands of singles and couples find their dream relationships. She is the go-to psychologist for talk TV and reality shows. As a clinical psychologist, she has studied love for 25 years and says that she loves love. Her area of expertise is in helping women find lasting relationships. Dr. Diana's new book, Love in 90 Days, The Essential Guide to Finding Your Own True Love, is the basis for her PBS Pledge show, Finding Your Own True Love. In January 2009, Fox's morning show with Mike and Juliet issued an official challenge to Dr. Diana. Could she really help someone find love in just 90 days? True, lasting love. Over 13 consecutive weeks, Fox viewers watched and ratings hit an all-time high as Dr. Diana helped 37-year-old Amelia go from zero dates to having 12 great prospects to a dramatic finale where a beaming Amelia found the one. Dr. Diana is a frequent guest on the Today Show and has appeared on Oprah, Good Morning America, Nightline, and Access Hollywood. She starred as the love specialist on The Simple Life, where she mentored Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie and helped five troubled couples. She starred in something called Love in 90 Days Boot Camp, which was an official selection from the reality category of the 2006 New York Television Festival, and she hosted a field segment on Montel. Dr. Diana is widely quoted as a love and relationship doctor, commenting on dating, couples, and family issues in publications such as the New York Times, USA Today, Time Magazine, the New York Post, the LA Times, Cosmopolitan and People magazines, Yahoo.com, and many more. She also ran the Institute for Comprehensive Family Therapy, a nationally recognized postgraduate center devoted to training psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists all over the world in a unique approach which combined individual, couple, and family therapy. As part of that training, she did live breakthrough sessions with singles, couples, and families who were stuck at an impasse in therapy, showing how to resolve the most difficult relationship, family, and work issues in front of large audiences of mental health professionals. Over the years, Dr. Diana has helped thousands of single women find success at dating and love with her Love in 90 Days courses and workshops, and she's just told me that she has a new program that she will be discussing as well this evening, so I'm really looking forward to hearing about that. And now, here she is to help you, our NABW listeners. Please help me welcome Dr. Diana Kirshner.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Anna. My goodness, that's about the longest introduction I ever had.
Oh, I had more to say, but I tried to trim it down. So I'll let us get on to saying the important things, which is getting you to talk about the wonderful things you do. So before I launch into my questions, why don't I give you a brief opportunity to say something about what led you to write your best-selling dating advice book, Love in 90 Days?
Well, I've worked for over 25 years, and being a boomer myself, studied all the research on what has really worked to help women find lasting love, and developed all these strategies and principles that really bear fruit. And it's really a calling, I tell you, because I use these strategies and principles in my own personal life and have an amazing relationship, knock wood, and I really want to help other women and men find this kind of lasting love that they really, really want, the kind of companionship that they really, really want. And so I wrote the book Love in 90 Days, and that was, as you said, the basis of my PBS special. Now, my PBS special was really for women over 45. It was really for the boomers, and it was very, very exciting. And two women who simply sat through my show wound up getting married.
That's I only knew about one of them, the one that I found that she got her wedding announcement in the New York Times, and in quite a lengthy announcement in the New York Times, and certainly I thought that, you know, the New York Times doesn't give long wedding announcements for just anyone, so I think that that must have been because of the uniqueness of how she managed to find her husband. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, she was actually the on-air talent who, during the pledge portion of the PBS show, was the one that would be asking for the pledges, and she always tries every product that she actually tells people to send money for. And so she came to me. She was in her 50s. She had never been married. And she said, well, I'm just going to have to try your approach because I'm going to be doing the pledge portion, and I'll give it a try. And I said, no, it'll work. And she met an amazing guy. I mean, he's just an amazing guy, and you can, you know, read about it. I believe you sent out the link in the New York Times. He is just brilliant and the most incredible, loving man. They are just having the best time. And then the other woman actually got married within 90 days after she sat through the show. And her story was detailed in a Women's World article. I actually have a photo of her on my website, loveinnintydays.com, a wedding photo that she sent me. So that was fantastic. She had known the guy previously but didn't really understand how to create the conditions where she could have a wonderful, you know, win-win kind of commitment with him. Mm-hmm. And she understood how to do that, and they got married, and she was over the moon. She still is.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Now,
yeah.
I know that you've said that boomer women can compete with younger women for boomer men, because I know that that's one of the things that we see a lot of people talking about in our Boomer Women Speak forum, is the fact that it's so much of the time it seems like women of our age, boomer women, feel that the boomer men are going after the younger women, and so we're thinking, okay, so that means if men are always looking for younger women, then we have to talk to the octogenarians. But you've clearly said that boomer women can compete, and I think that you've got some techniques and tips that are what you would say it makes this possible. And I think one thing I'd like to find out, if you could begin by talking about what you call the deadly dating patterns.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for saying that in terms of boomer women. I want to tell you something. The boomer women are the stars of my workshops. You know, it's not the 21-year-old blonde model comes in. It's, you know, in one workshop, there was a 55-year-old photographer, 21-year-old blonde model who was just gorgeous. And I gave them a lunchtime assignment. I said, go out, and I want you to make eye contact and smile at, you know, different guys that you see in a public place and ask them for some help. And by the way, that's a good tip.
Mm-hmm.
To make eye contact, smile, and ask for a little help if you're, you know, you see someone who's interesting. And, of course, the 21-year-old came back empty-handed, and the 55-year-old met this fantastic architect, and he was in his 50s also, and they actually went out on a few dates, which was fantastic. She then went on to have an extraordinary success herself.
Mm-hmm.
But the boomer women, you see, there's the one thing you have to understand, that boomer men, quite often, they don't want to have a baby, which is what a younger woman wants.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go clubbing. They don't want to have to participate in all this nightlife. They want companionship. And I might add that many of them are suffering from some problems in the bedroom department.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're worried about performing.
Okay.
You see? And so quite often, it's not an issue at all for a boomer woman to find someone her age. In fact, I just got an email later. I'll read it to you. A woman who is in her 50s who had great success working the Love in 90 Days program. And, well, let me just read that to you right now.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
She says, due to limited time and being kind of shy, I focused on the online dating strategies you described. I also got a makeover, bought some pretty dresses with some help from a girlfriend who's better at clothes shopping than I am. I wore makeup on my dates, which is unusual for me, and a pretty dress whenever the activity permitted it. Following your advice, I dated outside my usual type,
mm-hmm.
and that's where I found the right man. He was born overseas, a different ethnicity from me, with different politics. But he meets so many of the qualities I was looking for. He's ethical, smart, marriage-minded, family-oriented, financially responsible, and local, and so on. Being over age 50, I had read that I would need to resign myself to a partner much older than I am. Not so. My new man is only 4 years older than me, and he looks younger. I'll just finish the little email. Your advice to delay sex is a good rule. As you explained it, it discourages men who are only looking for that and does not put off the right guy who is willing to hang in there until the time is right. You are also right that being a few pounds overweight is not a showstopper. While I am in good shape these days, one man I was interested in instead chose another woman who was much heavier. So it's not just about the weight. As the old saying goes, there's a lid for every pot. Being rather plain and small-breasted is not a showstopper. My new love thinks I'm beautiful.
Oh, wonderful.
So, you know, the thing is that, you know, for boomer women, they have to understand and claim that they actually have it all in a way that younger women don't. They really do, because they have wisdom. They know how to support a man. They know how to relate to a man. They understand the value of downtime and quiet time and connecting. They understand what they want. They are phenomenal partners. And understanding that allows them to go out there in the world and create whatever it is they want. Of course, they have to learn the steps. That's why, you know, I have all the different strategies, and I have a special section in my book for women who are over 45. And so you need to, the only downside with being a boomer is that you need to know about the new arena of dating.
Mm-hmm.
Because quite often, boomers have been married for so many years, and so it's a whole new land out there when you get out here with dating and so forth. And
I've heard you say it's like dating, like high school on another planet.
That's exactly what it is. It is. It's all new for some women, you know, when they come out of a long relationship. So you just need to get the lay of the land, so to speak. You need to find out what the new rules are, and how you can actually take advantage of what's happening right now. And I want to tell you something, Anne. What's happening right now is what I call the age of abundant love. And I want to say that again. It's the age of abundant love, because never before, never in history, have we had a situation where you can go beyond the limits of space and time, and you can choose from hundreds, if not thousands, of partners because of online dating and social networking.
Okay.
It's amazing. So, now, I wanted to get to what you asked about getting over the deadly dating patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the book, In Love in 90 Days, I talk about the deadly dating patterns, and these are the ways that we tend to kind of shoot ourselves in the foot and wind up just basically being in the same place over and over and over again. And there are a number of patterns, but the three of the most common ones are the hermit pattern, and that's a pattern where you are not putting out any go signals, you're not flirting, you keep to yourself, or you work very hard, or you're glued to the computer, and there's a certain loneliness, but you are, you know, you're really kind of shy, and you really don't reach out. And if you don't put your toe in the water, you're not going to go swimming.
Right.
Then there's the I'll make you love me, and that's the kind of thing where you pick out some guy and you decide that you're going to bring him casseroles, and you're going to be so kind, and you're going to be great, and you're going to treat him, you know, amazingly, and you're going to give him sex, and somehow or other he's going to want you, even though he's not choosing you to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you can't make anyone love you. And then there's the not perfect I'll pass, And in the not perfect, I'll pass, it's like, oh, well, this one could get sick on me. Especially I hear the boomers will say, oh, I don't want to take care of anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He could get sick on me. I don't want a burden. This one has a little punchy stomach. This one's balding. This one is not successful enough.
This one didn't go to college.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. This one didn't go to college. So there's always something wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's always not perfect, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, there is that kind of loneliness that is at the core that, of course, as the years go by, can get more and more profound because you do have loss as you, you know, get older.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but these are the deadly dating patterns, and you have to face your pattern. If you decide that you want companionship, and most of my boomer students in Love in 90 Days, you know, and we have a new love mentoring program, which is very exciting because we've been able to give free mentoring sessions actually to women all over the world. And the students, or the mentees in the love mentoring or coaching sessions, they will often, complain about, they often will say that their goal is not necessarily to be married if they're boomers,
mm-hmm.
but they want companionship. They want someone to travel with. They want someone who can be there for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are there ways that you would recommend for breaking these patterns so that we have an opportunity to find the lasting love that you so clearly telling us is out there?
Well, in Love in 90 Days, what I talk about is empowering yourself and using what I call the dating program of three. And in the dating program of three, you casually date three guys at the same time. You don't have sex with any of them. A little kissing, a little canoodling is okay,
mm-hmm.
Which is great. It's very empowering, very, very empowering. And it stops you from, you know, kind of falling too fast for the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
It protects you from that chemical soup that is infatuation. You know, there are actual biochemicals that the body will produce, oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, and dopamine,
mm-hmm.
which is the infatuation biochemical, and so it protects you from really being too attached to a guy too soon. So, you know, this is an incredible program, incredible, incredible way to go. And, of course, when I bring it up, women say, well, I can't even find one good guy.
Well, that was the thing I was going to say next is now, I like you. I've been married for, this is my second husband, but I've been married for almost 23 years, so I'm not a single woman, but I can remember before when I was in that 5-year period between my first husband and my second husband, where I was trying to figure out, well, where are the eligible men? And so, you know, I had a challenge with finding one man at a time, and so when I've read that you've got this program of three, I'm sure other people who haven't read your book would like to know, well, how do you find three people at a time?
Okay. Well, in the book, there are many, many tips, and I've had women go, you know, from zero to having 12 great guys to choose from.
Wow.
Yeah. First of all, I recommend that you use two online dating sites,
mm-hmm.
if you're serious. I like eHarmony and Senior People Meet.
Okay.
And then so one of those or even both of those, often, you know, you can also find a boutique site that caters to your special interests. Also what you do is you go to activities that have lots of guys in them, with a high percentage of guys. And these are activities that you are interested in, okay? And you can Google, let's say you want to try dancing or hiking or courses in business, leadership, sports. if you're interested in anything you're interested in like that, if you're interested in a certain type of dance, you can Google the name of your town and then also this type of dance and find a course in this that you can attend. And you can check with the registrar, whoever signs up, check mm-hmm. that there are a good percentage of guys in there, at least 50%, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to these activities, you're going to do what I said before, which is to smile, make eye contact, and if you can, ask for a little help. Oh, can you just hold my package here for a minute? Ask for a little help, and you'll start a process going with a guy, because guys love to help women. They love that.
Mm-hmm.
And another tip, which is really, really interesting, is that wearing red, women who wear red are rated as more attractive or more beautiful than women in other colors.
Fascinating.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are many activities like this, actually.
Is there a color that's not a good color to wear?
No, the only research I know of is that the red
okay.
is very eye-catching. So
okay.
if you can find a shade of red that works in your palette, your color palette, that's great.
Excellent. So those are two good ways to find and attract and then eventually date terrific men.
Yes.
And I know that one thing that I tried was joining a political party and getting involved in political things in my community, because I decided that was something that men were interested in. So
that was very smart. Yes,
it did
that's
work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly mm-hmm. the kind of thing that you do. And there are many, many other tips in Love in 90 Days. And also, if you get some love mentoring or coaching, a coach can help you find activities like that.
Well, speaking, you've mentioned love mentoring several times, as well as talking about your new love mentoring program. And I have to say, I'm all ears about this. So why don't we talk now about how do you get a love mentor, and what is your new love mentoring program all about?
Well, it's interesting. When it comes to work, it's very straightforward. Most women understand they need to get a mentor, they need a coach, they need an ally, and so forth. And yet when it comes to love, which is even more important than work, they don't follow the same path. And yet it is really the single most important thing you can do to create a lasting, passionate love relationship. That is to get help, to get a coach, to get an ally, to get a mentor. And, studies show that adults who are mentored are much more successful in work, in sports, and love is no different.
Mm-hmm.
Without a mentor, your chances of succeeding at many of these activities plummet to only 10% of the success rate of those that have a coach. So I myself had a love mentor who helped me actually have a very lasting, very wonderful, lasting love relationship and marriage. And I found that after Love in 90 Days came out, women from all over the world were emailing me about, wanting coaching and mentoring. So I developed a whole love mentor coaching service at loveandninetydays.com, and I have handpicked expert love mentors. They have strong backgrounds in transformational work, and they've successfully used Love in 90 Days principles to either get or stay happily married.
Mm-hmm.
And they do phone and Skype and email sessions, and their job is to give you inspiration, support, and the most powerful relationship and dating advice that really works based on research. So it's been extremely exciting. I have lovely, lovely mentors. I've picked only people who are, you could trust your heart to.
Mm-hmm.
They're dear, dear, dear people. And the most exciting thing is right now we're able to give free 40-minute one-on-one phone or Skype mentoring sessions to the folks in your group, and they can take advantage of a whole 40-minute free session.
Well, that's a wonderful thing for people on our call to find out about.
I'm not quite sure how long these time slots will be available, but we are able to do that right now.
All right. once you've had an initial 40-minute session, is this then always a one-on-one kind of a situation, or is any of it in groups?
No, it's one-on-one. It would continue. You have
so it's
an opportunity.
It's always very personalized to you then.
It's so personalized and tailored, and that's where we're finding great, great success, because it is so tailored. If you decide to continue in Love Mentoring, we go over all your online materials.
Mm-hmm.
We critique your photos. We rewrite your online profiles. We teach you how to use the search engine secrets to get your profile seen ahead of other profiles, and then we coach you about what to do when you get all these great guys.
Okay. Well, certainly, if I had been so lucky as to have 12 men that I was dating at the same time, I would certainly need that kind of help, I think.
What happens with the women who do this is they have to keep a little notebook. They have to
mm-hmm.
keep like notes, actually.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's excellent. It sounds like a wonderful program. Now one of the things that we promised people in the promotion that we did about your call was that one of the things you would share with us is the single most important key to creating the relationship you want. So I think we should be sure and ask you that before we go any further, so that
I do think that it is love mentoring, and even if you don't get professional love mentoring, it's very important to have knowledgeable, wise, loving people who really appreciate you, who are in happy, happy, committed relationships to give you advice and support.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one goes it alone. No one goes it alone. Love is about the most difficult and challenging area of your life, and you really need coaching. And so, you know, even if you don't have professional love mentoring, you know, look for that good aunt or a counselor who's more active, or, a rabbi or a minister or
mm-hmm.
someone to give you support and coaching.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you talk about that, because I know that I've talked to people who think that love should just happen. You know, that if it's really love, it will just happen, that you don't need any help. And I've never really found that's a realistic expectation. So I'm glad that you're bringing up the idea of having a love mentor. Now, in your book, you talked about crafting a love intention. Is this, which is a piece of self-talk or an affirmation, because of your understanding that thoughts become real.
The love intention is something that women can do today, which is really fantastic,
mm-hmm.
which is that you actually craft a sentence that states what it is that you would like to have happening in your life,
mm-hmm.
so that you put your attention on the positive rather than the negative or scarcity consciousness. So, for example, what is your love intention? I give myself a loving life partner.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be I meet and travel with a fabulous guy who is just right for me.
Mm-hmm.
There are many, many different types of love intentions depending on what your heart's calling is. And each person has to find that heart's calling and then actually write it down. Think it through and write it down. And it's funny because it'll come out in the way you talk to people. It'll come out in your words. You can say, you know, I'm looking for a fabulous, loving life partner. So you tell your girlfriends, you tell people you're working with, you tell people, you know, some people in your social networking. And so that intention is not simply an affirmation in your mind, but it actually shapes the way you talk and the way you behave and what you do in the world.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to go along with that, another thing that you talk about in the book is an exercise to help people overcome whether it's shyness or any kind of hesitation that keeps people from when you're going to that activity, whether it's the class or the the place where you know that there are men. You talk about the diamond self exercise as a way to overcome what you see as the challenges that are keeping you from making yourself available to be found and recognized by these people. So I'd like to share the diamond self exercise.
Absolutely. In Love in 90 Days, I have a very detailed of diamond self exercise, but we'll do a brief exercise right now.
Okay.
So I want everyone on the call just to remember a time you felt really connected, really lovable, really in, you know, holding your own, really great, really loving. Good. Very good. Okay. This is your diamond self. Now give your diamond self a name. It can be any name. You don't want to be shy. You want to give yourself a diamond self name, kind of like Queen Latifah did. Queen Latifah was born Dana Owens, but she gave herself the name Queen Latifah so that she owned her own power and her own charisma.
And I believe she said that she did that because she was a shy person.
I believe so, mm-hmm. Yes. And so you can give yourself your own name. Now, some of our students have named themselves Amazing Grace, Saucy Minx, Vivacious Vixen, Beloved Mighty Isis, whatever name, Aphrodite,
mm-hmm.
Venus of Electric and Abundant Love.
Okay.
These are fun. This is a fun name that you give yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And you anchor it, and you're kind of anchoring it in your mind to this time where you felt fantastic. And usually when you're feeling really good about yourself, you can be authentic. You're kind of real, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is interesting when they're real. Everyone. Everyone is. There is no boring person. Everyone is interesting when they're real. Now, if you close your eyes and before any date or any social situation or anything threatening or scary that you have to do, and then close your eyes right beforehand and you remember your diamond self name, you remember your diamond self identity, and then you open your eyes and you walk into that situation. Doing that changes everything. It really helps you overcome shyness.
Excellent. Now, does the diamond self have anything to do with the steps that you've talked about that the love mentor will help people with? Is, you know, one of the steps you mentioned was how to create irresistible online dating photos and profiles. Is that part of the diamond self, an extension of it, or is that just?
Oh no, yes, it's very, very much a the diamond self is very much an extension of that, because.
Mm-hmm.
The love mentor will work with you to help you feel and experience your diamond self. And then the photo is the most important thing in an online situation. Your photo is, men are 14 times more likely to look at a profile with a photo, first of all.
Okay.
And your photo, when you take your photo, the mentor will help you be in that diamond self identity. Do you know what I'm saying? So you're in that diamond self identity. The photo changes. Also, in the photo, to really make it compelling, make sure that you're making eye contact, you're smiling warmly, and you're wearing a scoop neck top with a little décolletage.
Okay.
And it should be.
It would help if it's red?
Red, exactly. It's a red top, scoop
mm-hmm.
neck. You're making eye contact. All the research shows that the eye contact and the smiling, the women who are making eye contact and smiling in photos are rated as more attractive.
All right.
And you're in your diamond self mentality, and you're also writing the profile from that point of view, too, which the mentor helps you write. So, and I actually oversee that, and I help write some of them at this point because I still have time, and I love it so much.
Okay, so,
I'm
so
involved
for,
in
all of, for all of our listeners on the call and those who listen in the future, if they want to find out about the love mentoring program, they need to go to your website, which is www.loveinnineziodays.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and there's a specific coaching page. You'll see it when you get to loveinnineziodays.com, and it's loveinnineziodays.com, actually /coaching. You'll see a little form.
Okay.
Right there on the website, and you can have a free 40-minute love mentoring session with one of these, my wonderful love mentors.
Oh, that's wonderful. Also, I want to make sure that our listeners know that you also have a place on your website where people can sign up for your newsletter, which has free dating tips and relationship advice.
Oh, yes, yes. People are welcome to do that. It is chock full of wonderful information, and there are so many people reading that and enjoying that. They're always emailing me. It's at the top of every page on the website. You'll see you can sign up for the Dating Tips and Relationship Advice newsletter.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then your book, of course, as long as we're talking about these details, let's get them all out. Your book, Love in 90 Days, The Essential Guide to Finding Your Own True Love, is available on Amazon.com.
Yes.
It's on Barnes & Noble, and it's in bookstores everywhere, if I'm correct. Is that not true?
Yes, although I just noticed that I think it's only $10 on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Now, there's a hardcover version of it and the paperback, and I believe that does the paperback have an extra chapter that's called Dating Games Men Play, or is that in
Yes. Place? Yes, I recommended to you guys buy the paperback version because it has the whole chapter on the insight into various deadly dating patterns of men. And I actually rate the difficulty of dealing with these types, different types of men. So that's not on a hardcover. So I would get that paperback, and that's the one that's only $10. It's just fantastic that they're selling it at that price.
Oh, it is. Well, I'm going to put the call into interactive mode now so that some of our guests can answer. I realize that we'll now have sound coming from you, so please try to keep things quiet wherever you are because we're going to hear that on the call. But is there someone who'd like to start out with asking a question? And we're hearing some dishes noises in the background, so if that's you, could you see if you could be a little bit more quiet or see if you could mute your call. Anyone have a question? Well, if people are being shy, I see a lot of you are on the call and you're all got open mics now. You can all ask a question, but we had some questions come in from people earlier. One of them came from Diane in Newport Beach who said, should a woman contact a man she finds attractive on the Internet or only date those men who contact her?
It's important if you're in the boomer category to be a little more active and to you can wink at guys and you can make the first move, but they have to come back at you and show interest. You know, you can't keep carrying the ball.
Okay. Now, Beth Meyer has written in and she says, I am one of Dr. Diana's love mentors and listening. I would love to share a few stories. So if you're there, Beth, we'd love to hear some of your stories.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether I have you on my computer or the telephone.
It's fine. It sounds fine.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Hi.
Hi. I'm so thrilled that you're on the call, Beth.
Well, I'm thrilled to be on the call. And thank you, Anne.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to share, as a love mentor, what an exciting and experience it is to be a love mentor, and what a privilege it is to work with the women who choose to do ongoing love mentoring. And what I would like to share is that many of the people that I'm working with, to follow up on what you've been saying on the call, is a lot of the women who call in have been online. They've had a really, I would say, sometimes an unpleasant experience. Sometimes they're overwhelmed. Sometimes they're just really tired
mm-hmm.
of doing the dating online, and it hasn't worked well. And with the principles from Love in 90 Days, it is so much fun to work with people and help them learn exactly how to negotiate online dating, help them with their profile, help them with their picture. And the women I'm working with now, they are having, the majority of them are having the most fun.
That's easy, delightful.
It's effortless, they're enjoying it, they know what kind of emails to respond to the winks or the responses that they've gotten from their online site. They know how to ask questions in response to, let's say, a first inquiry from a man who's picked up on their profile, and how to engage in a conversation, a short conversation on email that would lead to a phone call, that would lead to, you know, a short meeting. And I think one of the most fun parts for me is to be able to tell people that it really is a matter of you're just meeting people.
That's excellent. I've got a question here from someone named Leslie in Sherman, Texas, which goes right in with what you're saying, so I'm going to interrupt you for a second so you can comment on what she says. She says, finding love hasn't been my problem. I'm good at that. Finding somebody who loves me back is the problem. I have been proactively dating online for 4 years, and the stories would make a great sitcom filled with comedy and pathos. How can I determine a good fit in the first couple of dates in order to save time and trouble? She says, that sounds crude, but it is necessary. I'll be 59 next month.
It is very necessary. You want to say something, Diana?
No, why don't you answer that, Beth? Yeah.
Okay. One of the things that I would want to know from Leslie is, what is happening on these dates? And is she getting a second date and a third date? And there are any number of things that I would ask her, but I would also coach her about making sure that the men she's going out with know that she's interested in them, or genuinely that they're saying something that she enjoys, that she enjoys their company. I personally am finding through with my ongoing love mentees that the shorter periods of time in getting to know somebody online. So I would definitely talk to Leslie about, you know, having an hour cup of coffee and then going for a walk, doing something that's very brief. I really believe that we get overwhelmed when we meet people for the first time.
Okay. Good point. Are you still there?
I think we lost Beth. Ah, darn. She cut out.
Well, maybe she'll dial in again if she hears that she lost us. Anybody else here on the call that would like to ask a question? We have lots of people on the call, so don't be shy. Don't want me to call on you. Like something to you. Okay, well, I'll ask another question from the questions that came in. This is one sounds a little like there's pathos and pain that's behind this question. That's from Cindy in Winston-Salem, and she says, when will I find my love after all this time?
Oh, Cindy. Well, I would say that it's very important to vary what you are doing, because doing the same thing over and over again will get you the same results. So it's very important to change what you are doing. And I would also say to get support. It sounds like it's time for you to really get support in your life and to find a love mentor or an ally or a coach, either, you know, who's in your network, or take advantage of the love mentoring service that we have, and you could have your 40-minute consultation for free. But it's time to vary what you're doing. And when you vary it and you start to learn what really works right now, given all the tools that we have a lot of tools that you can use, you will find your love. You will find your companionship, and the time is right to do that now.
Very good. Who else would like to ask a question?
I'm back on the line. This is Beth. So I don't know why I was disconnected, but
I'm sure good to
Diana,
have you back.
All of a sudden, I was just cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know what happened. You got a little bit louder, all of it, and then you were gone. And I didn't know. I did not know the technical reason for that.
I don't either, but I'm sure that Diana answered it beautifully.
So, anyway, so why don't you give us one other question from the ones that were given to you beforehand?
Sure. I've got a good one here from Marcy in Basking Ridge. She says, "Where do I go to meet people? No bars and single dances."
That's great. That's absolutely correct. You do not want to go to singles activities. You don't want to go to bars. Those are the worst places to meet people. You want to go to the activities like we described earlier, which have high percentages of men in them that you're truly, truly interested in. And, you know, there are amazing things that can happen. There is one woman, for example, who's in her 60s who had breast cancer, and she had a mastectomy. She did not have the reconstruction, so she had a huge scar on her chest. And I don't know if you guys know what that looks like, but it's a huge scar. And she went out, and she went to dancing classes. And she enjoyed herself, and she was being her diamond self-identity, you know, really having a great time and in her element and in her charisma. And she wound up having the most beautiful love affair, actually, with the instructor of the dancing class.
Okay.
And she is currently living very happily with him and still has not had any breast reconstruction or having a great time, traveling, you know, just having these wonderful adventures together, and it's just fantastic.
Very good. That's wonderful to hear. Well, I have one other question from the questions that people sent in, but I'd certainly like to have a live caller who would ask a question. So how about, I see there's someone named Judy and someone named Leslie, and some people that are anonymous, I don't know who they are. How about somebody asking us a real question here, a live question? Ah, don't be so shy. All right, well, this question that I've got, this last one from the people who called in advance, you've dealt with a little bit, but it's probably worth talking in more depth about this one because it is something that I think a lot of us boomer women are concerned about. This is from Jean in Worcester, Massachusetts. She's talking about men at this age have much younger yet mature women available to them. Why would a man seek a woman of his own age if someone 20 years younger is available? Why do I appear relegated to much older men?
Beth, you want to take that?
Well, you know, it's very interesting because the women I'm working with, I think that it's not unusual for me to hear that when I first start mentoring someone. But as a result of all the hints and all the information that we can share, that Love Mentors share with our mentees, they change their perspective, they change their stance, and they start dating. And in a different way. Also, one of the things that we do know is that upgrading a profile does attract a lot of different people. So the women I'm working with are attracting younger men to them. And so now a big question is, you know, gee, is it all right for me to go out with a younger man? And of course it is, all right? Remember, this is a program of three. This is about meeting people. This is about meeting people, and basically one of the things that I say is that in the beginning, you know, as a mentee starts out in this new program, the most interesting person on a date is yourself, and finding out what you do, to take a look at maybe your deadly dating patterns, to look at the kind of thinking that you're doing. One of the things that Diana says, and I love it, is she said there's a surprise in every person. And that the people you fall in love with is usually a surprise. And love comes in surprise packages. And so it's a matter of really letting go of that thought that men like younger women. The kind of man that the woman who asked the question, the kind of man she wants, is not the man who would be interested in younger women.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really a matter of choosing the men who are sincere and are in the category of people who wouldn't even occur to them to even spend time with a younger woman. They want a kindred spirit.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They want to be able to share their interests. They want, as Diana said earlier in the call, someone who knows how to have quiet time, but someone who also is adventuresome.
Well, mm-hmm. very true. And then, Beth, I think you said something about women, once they get into your love mentoring program, they start to find younger men being interested in them as opposed to thinking that they're relegated to only dating older men. And the thing about younger men is that since we women live longer than men do, I have always felt that there's nothing wrong with having a relationship with a younger man. I have to admit that Steve, my second husband, is 4 years younger than I am. So, you know, I really don't think that when we get to be our age that 4 years is that significant, and I don't even know that 15 is that significant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the two of you would say about that. But
I would agree with that. I would mm-hmm. agree with that. I think that the most important part is to let go of all the imaginings that we women have about men.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I also would like to say on the call is that we women have a lot of ideas about men that just frankly aren't true. And men to cut through a lot of that illusion is where I think the love mentors spend, you know, we certainly can spend time helping people understand that men are not quite exactly what they think they are.
Mhm. Mhm. Once you start love mentoring, you start really getting into a whole different level of attraction in terms of, you know, really having guys who you never thought would be in your life appear.
Absolutely.
That's the fun of it. That's the fun of it.
I have to say that's true. That has happened with every person I'm working
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
caliber of the people that are answering their online or the people they're meeting at activities or that when they go to a meetup, they go whatever they're doing, the
mm-hmm.
caliber and the characteristics of the person that they're meeting is definitely in the category that they've always wanted.
Yeah, yeah. So it can be done, and it's very exciting. And this really is the age of abundant love. And I really urge everyone, while I still can do this, to make a beeline for loveandninetydays.com/coaching and to sign up for their free 40-minute session, because I mean, Betts is just one of my incredible love mentors, and you can hear how incredible she is.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Just delicious and delightful and so knowledgeable, just so knowledgeable. I feel so dearly blessed to be able to give this gift,
mm-hmm.
this gift through my love mentors to the women, you know, all over the world.
And I would like to share with you what Diana's saying. I had one of the free sessions with someone a while ago, and I just recently got an email from her, and the subject was I'm getting married.
Oh.
It's so moving to me, and that all came about because she said, you opened my eyes to my deadly dating patterns, and I don't have to do them anymore. I just
mm-hmm.
stopped. And that made all the difference in the world.
Well, that is just wonderful.
I mean, it's hard for me to even say it without having tears come to my eyes. I am just so happy that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the soft cover book talks about men's deadly dating patterns and
mm-hmm.
the women's deadly dating patterns. And I think it's very important, both of them. And I think that for some of the questions that you had presented tonight, that just even that part of the book, the deadly dating pattern, men's deadly dating patterns, would answer a lot of those questions that the women had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they should just pick up a copy of Love in 90 Days, definitely.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you're suggesting that. And again, of course, it's available on Amazon.com for apparently $10. It's also available at Barnes & Noble and in bookstores. The DVD, Finding Your Own True Love, which is the PBS television program with Dr. Diana Kirshner, is also available
on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm looking at the time here. I'm realizing that we're running out of time, so I guess since our guests don't seem to want to talk to us, I'm glad that we're giving them such wonderful information, and hopefully they're scribbling notes as fast as they can, and that's why they're not talking to us. Is there anything that either of you would like to say to wrap things up here?
Well, I think it's just important to realize that boomers really, you know, you boomer women can create whatever it is you really want to create. I've seen it time and time again, and this is really the age of abundant love, so go for it, and I'm sending love to you guys and wishing you love.
Well, thank you.
I agree, totally.
Excellent. Well, Beth and Dr. Diana, it's been great talking with you today. Thank you for being my guest, Dr. Diana, and Beth for coming in at the end and telling
you
so much about the Love Mentoring Program and how it's worked for you as a mentee as well as a mentor, and for the great discussion on how we can all find our own true love, even boomers who are just getting back into the dating game. So I thank you very much for joining us this evening, everyone who's been on the call. And thank you, too, again, for your time. And I would say please go to loveit90days.com/, what is it again, slash?
Coaching.
To get your free 40-minute mentoring session. And thank you very much, everyone. And I'm going to say good night.
Good night.
Good night.